And we also have Elena Mishina from Russia. I probably murdered her last name, but she forgives me every time. And she has a testimony to share with you.
Well, my name is Lena. That's how it sounds in Russian. And Elena Mishina, that's how it sounds here in America. Well, I was born in the country named the Soviet Union. This country does not exist anymore. It was a socialism country. It contained Russia and some other countries around, like Ukraine or Georgia. They are separate countries right now. Well, I was born in the northwest of Russia, close to the border with Finland. Well, and that time was, they taught us at school there was no God. And there was special subject named anti-religion propaganda. So our teachers taught us there was no God, and plus they made us to go to find like old Orthodox people and tell them that there was no God. And so, and even to call them like foolish or silly or something like this. Well, and really, some kids really did it. They got it together and they went around, found old people, and usually old people had religion. They had religion, they had icons. So anyway, well, they were seeking for God. Well, and there was one teacher in my school. He was also a principal of our school, and he was a teacher of history. And I remember that very well. He told us about communism. He said communism is coming, and it would be such a beautiful time. Everybody. I remember very clearly what he said. Everybody will go to the shops and take everything what they need without money. And in our child brain, it was children brain, it was like, oh, that's cool, actually. You go to the shop and take what you need, and you don't need to pay money. Everybody came to him after a lesson and asked, when communism is coming, we would like this to be very soon. So, and he also said, like, people will be kind to each other. They will never hurt each other. So it's going to be a very nice time. So, and everybody had desire to communism to be. And our Soviet people really believed, because in all the media they seeded propaganda about that Soviet Union was the most beautiful country in the world, the most safety country in the world, and all other countries are just terrible, and they showed only bad things about other countries. And we really believed in this. We really thought we lived in the most beautiful country in the world. And we could not check this because we were not allowed to go out from the country. We were just not allowed. That's it. Nobody had any idea about what was going on in other countries except what we saw and heard in the media. In our medias. Well, that's how I grew up in such circumstances. And my mom was just a wonderful woman. She was just the best mom and the best wife. You know, she was really very kind, and everybody loved her, and I loved her so much, and we were very good friends. And but my father was, he provided everything for the family. He was hunting and fishing and brought a lot of food into our house. But he was very rude and cruel, and he abused my mom so often. So I was suffering in my childhood so much, and I always asked in my head, why do people so evil to have so much evil to each other? Why do they kill each other? Why do they abuse each other? What's wrong with the people? And I could not find this answer on this question. Well, and I also, they also taught at school about universe. They said there is universe. It's endless. It has no ending or beginning. So it's just. And then I also was thinking about, I saw people die because there is a customer in Russia, and still there is in small towns. When people die, they just bring all coves with dead people through all the towns, so all the people see, and there is music, like special march for when people die. So everybody, and I saw this from my childhood, and I thought, so I should die also, and everybody dies. What is this? And I could not understand this, and I tried to find the answer, and I read a lot of books, and you know, I never, even in my childhood, I was very serious. I never wanted to do fun, or I never wanted to have a doll or a bicycle or some gifts. I just wanted to find the answers on these questions, and I wanted peace in my family. I didn't want my father abuse my mom anymore. Well, so I was looking these answers on these questions, and I couldn't find. Well, and I became 17 years old, so, and I moved to St. Petersburg, this very famous city in Russia. It's like St. Petersburg here in Florida. Well, so St. Petersburg, I moved there to study at university, at shipbuilding university. So later I educated it, and I became a shipbuilding engineer. Well, when I came to St. Petersburg, I saw first time, in my imagination, the church was like a building, like many people think, just a building with cross or something like bells. Or I saw in St. Petersburg a lot of Orthodox churches. Well, and I was really seeking for God from my childhood, you know. And another thing I remember from my childhood that was in spite of everybody told there was no God, when I had hard time, I always prayed, "Dear God, help me." That was my prayer in my childhood. I was said there was no God, but anyway, I was praying like this, "Dear God, help me," when I had hard time. Well, so when I moved to St. Petersburg and I saw these Orthodox churches, and I started coming there because I was seeking for God. Well, I came there and I saw a lot of icons around, and usually only like mature people come to the Orthodox churches. Most of them are mature women. So, and I saw there a lot of icons, and people just put candles there, and I could not understand what kind of icons, what is this. So, and I asked this old woman, "What is this?" And they said, "Okay, this is Saint Nicholas. If you put candles here, you will get this. If you put candles to this saint, you will get this. So they just explained me to actually to worship to the icons. Well, so I never heard there about Jesus anything, so I just have no idea about this anything. Well, and I want to tell you that in Russia it happens like exactly like it says in the Bible. The Bible says faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from the Word of God. I don't know how it sounds in English. It's like how I translate how it says in Russian. Well, that's how it happens in Russia. You know, if you don't tell people about Jesus, they will never know. Here in America, when I came first time here, that was 4 years ago. It actually was election of President Bush time period. Now I'm here again during election time. Well, So when I came to America, and I saw a lot of churches around, just churches, and Christian radio and Christian programs on TV. And I asked people, is it possible not to be a Christian in America? Because there were a lot of information I saw here. But in Russia, you will never see anything or hear anything. It's like people must tell other people about Jesus. Well, so in those Orthodox churches, I never heard about Jesus, but like I felt something like kind of peace in my soul when I came there. As soon as I came out, there was the same life with the same problems, with the same sins. Well, I couldn't find any answers on my questions. Well, I graduated the university, and then I met a man of my dream, so I got married, and in 2 years after that I got a baby, a son, and actually that was also a gift from God. I didn't know yet Jesus, but anyway, he took care of me already. Well, doesn't matter the details. It's just I could not give birth to a child. I mean, the doctor said I would not. I mean, with my husband. Well, but God, and I prayed again. I didn't know Jesus, and I prayed again. God, please give me a son. Please give me a son. Well, my son was born, and that was a miracle from God, and I gave him name Ilya, which means, this is in Russian Bible Ilya, and in English Bible this is Elijah. Well, so I didn't know yet God. I gave him this name, and then later I found that was actually a biblical name. Well, everything was fine, and we loved each other, my husband and I, and we were very happy. And then it happened again, like it says in the Bible, in the book of Matthew. It says, like, if you build your house on the sand, anyway, it will fall down if it's not built on the foundation of Christ. That's exactly how it happened in my family. We loved each other, and everything was fine during 10 years, unless storms, troubles started coming into our family. So my husband lost his work. He was a sailor. He went by ships to the sea. So that was very good job that time. And we actually had all necessary. We had an apartment, a car, a garage, and food and clothes. Well, then he lost his job, because our ship company became bankrupt. And we started selling all our things. So just everything, car, garage, and all things. We just had just apartment with empty walls. That's it. Well, my husband started drinking alcohol. That's the only thing what in Russia people do, because they don't have any hope, and so they try to find comfort in alcohol or drugs or women, men, anything, you know. Well, so and then there was a woman, and I also didn't know Jesus. Didn't understand what it means to forgive. So I was too proud to forgive him. Well, so we divorced, and we went for divorce with tears in our eyes. We just loved each other, but we went to divorce just because he did bad things, and I didn't want to forgive. Well, so we divorced, and I forgot to tell you that right before the divorce, maybe 1 year before, my mom died in a car accident. And as I mentioned before, I loved her so much. She was like for me such a best friend, you know. And that's also interesting. My mom never even saw the Bible. Nobody never told her about Jesus, but she always taught me things like that I later found in the Bible. Like, don't wish bad even to your enemies. Like, wish good things for your enemies, something like this, you know. Do only kind things, and a lot of things. And then I found, I was just, it's interesting, Holy Spirit worked through her also. Well, so my mom died in a car accident, and that was just shock for me. And I could not understand, because how is it possible, like, I could not understand why my mom, so kind, so beautiful, wonderful, everybody loved her. She died, and how people like crimes or like bad people just can live long life and do bad things. So that was another my question that I could not find the answer. Well, so I came into such point in my life. So my mom died, and I lost my husband, whom I loved also. Well, I came to such point, I just didn't have wish to live. I didn't want to live. I didn't have hope. I didn't have wish to live. I just had no meaning of life. Well, and I even started thinking about suicide. I started thinking how to kill myself so that it would not have been painful. And well, I really thought about this. The only thing, because I had a son, and he was 7 years old at the moment, I thought, what would happen with my son if I die, because I don't have anybody, you know, to take care of him. And it's very typically in Russia, if you divorce, men just forget about the kids, you know. And my husband loved our son so much. He took care of him even better than me, but after divorce he just did like all other men do. He started drinking even anymore, and he just forgot about our son. And well, so I was alone with my son. So, and then one of my friend came from south of Russia to St. Petersburg. And she started telling me about Jesus, and I rejected everything. I mean, I was very open. I wanted to listen to this. I liked what she said. But anyway, I was arguing. And I rejected all this thing. And the thing I told her, I said, that was like, how can I believe in Jesus if I have never seen him? And she said to me, you are like Thomas, unbeliever. He also said the same. You said, like, unless I see your wounds, so, and your nails, marks in your hands, I will not believe that he resurrected. Well, and that Jesus said, like, blessed are who don't see but believe. Well, she said me this, and I was like thinking in my, okay, that's interesting. Well, and then we came to one Baptist church in St. Petersburg together. And she was looking for a job in St. Petersburg because she was from the south of Russia. She wanted to move to St. Petersburg. And we came, there was a school, Christian school there. And the principal of that school, when we came, she asked, were you born again? And my friend said, yes. And then she asked me, were you born again? I said, what does it mean? What is this? Well, and then she said, okay, you need to come to our Baptist church. So, can you do it? I said, okay, if it's necessary, I will come. Well, and I started coming there, and I guess even I came for the first meeting, and there was like again, I don't remember there was sermon about Jesus or something like this, but there was something, and then women came to me after the meeting, and they started explaining me that I needed to repent. So, and they were so, like, they, sorry, my English. They asked me several times to do this, and then finally I said, okay. And I remember I sat on my knees, and I repented. And then finally, when I stood up, my first question was like about the person whom I loved so much, and I asked one man in the church, like, you know, my mom died. And do you think she's in heaven? Because she never heard anything about God. He said, yes, if she didn't repent, she will not go to heaven. Well, I thought, okay, I don't want to come to this church anymore if when people say my mom will go to hell. Okay, so and then after that I even had even worse life, even more sins, I don't know, during a year. And then finally, my friend, the same friend, friend who came to St. Petersburg, invited me to the south of Russia, to the Black Sea side, because I was like broken in my heart because of divorce and because my mom died. Well, and so I started thinking about suicide, and she invited me there. She said, like, you will just relax there on the Black Sea side. Come with your son. So my son and I, we came there to the south of Russia, and I knew she was working as an interpreter there, but I didn't know where. And then one day she said to me, okay, let's go on the way to the beach. We just went to the beach for swimming. And she said, let's drop into one place. I will translate there, and you will wait for me just for, I don't know, for 1 hour, and then we'll go to the beach again. I said, okay. And we approached it, and there was like, I remember the name, there was Church of Christ. No, sorry. Sorry. That was not, that was Church, the Word of Christ. The Word of Christ Church. Not Church of, the Word of Christ Church. The name of the church. That was Charismatic Church. Well, I said, what is this? She said, come down, just come and just wait. I will translate and then we'll go back to the beach. Okay, I came there and there was American pastor there. And he preached. I remember he preached about Apostle Paul and about Jesus. And even during sermon, I started hearing the answers on all my questions. Why people should die and where evil comes from and all this, that I was just excited. I was like listening so carefully. I was so excited in my, you know, in my heart. And then in the end of the sermon, he called to give your life to Jesus, and I actually wanted so much. My soul just wanted, my heart wanted, but my leg just stick on the floor. You know, just, you know, they will, well, so I wanted, and I'm very thankful to God for this pastor, because he called several times, not just one time. He just looked around, and then he continued preaching about telling some other details about Apostle Paul, how what happened with him and how he gave his life to Jesus. Well, and he called several times, maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 times. And I still was afraid to come out, And then he just looked at, he just found my eyes among all the people. He just looked at my eyes and he just like, that was a little encouragement for me. Well, I just jumped out and that was real prayer and that was real from my heart, from my soul, repentance and crying and then speaking in tongues right away and all these things, you know. Well, that was just, my life started changing right from this moment, you know, and like love came into my heart. And as I mentioned about my father, I actually hated him before, because he did so much evil to my mom. But that moment I got love into my heart to my father. And I could not understand this. That was just love and understanding of all these things, what's going on around. Well, and since that, God has been doing just miracles for me every day. It's like every day is testimony how He takes care of me. In a year, my son accepted Jesus, he really sincerely, in St. Petersburg. So God brought me into good church, Pentecostal church, All Nations Christian Center. Well, and then God transformed my, as I told, I was educated as a shipbuilding engineer, but God brought me into mission field, Christian field of work. And first 3 years after I was born again, I understood everything myself. I read the Bible a lot. I just read it, like I started just reading every day, and just from the beginning till the end, I have read it till now, maybe already like 6 or 7 times already. Well, and not counting that I read something from any books every day. Well, and first 3 years after I gave my life to Jesus, I could not explain other people. I understood myself all this, but I could not share to other people. And there was a young pastor, he was a second pastor in our church, and I said, Edik, how do you know the answers on all the questions? I just saw how you speak to people, and every time when they ask question, you always know what to answer, and you always know the Bible passages, what to tell to them. He said, you know what, let's pray. If you really have desire in your heart, God will give you this gift. This is gift from God. You know, and we prayed together. And, you know, that's amazing. I don't know how it happens, and always God provides for me even people anywhere where I am, no matter where, in Russia or in other countries, even in Turkey, so even in Bulgaria, well, even here in America, right now, those Russian people whom I met here, who are unbelievers. Well, and he always, that's not me, I don't know, it's somehow it comes, you know, God just always shows me what to tell. So I just come, I can remember these passages from the Bible, and I mean, that's not me, it just comes out. Well, so, and since that, I prayed, I have been sharing the gospel, and this is my, you know, it's not like I go for this, like, specific, or I go to share. It's like God just provides these circumstances for me. And I really love it, because I know how many people like me, especially in Russia, had hopeless life, didn't have hope to live, and didn't have answers on many questions like me. And So I'm so excited when I see when people give life to Jesus. Even if I'm tired, or for example, when I went to Bulgaria, I just said, okay, I'm so tired. I just want to relax 2 weeks on the sea. No any ministry, no any Christian work, no any sharing, just being on the sea and fruits. Can you imagine? Just second day, God provided for me such situation that I had to share the gospel. I mean, I wanted to share the gospel. Well, and people brought me there to the church, and I was given this Bulgarian New Testaments in Bulgarian language, and that small hotel where I stayed, there were people who didn't believe, so I shared the gospel. There was one man, Bulgarian man, who accepted Jesus. Well, and then the, just very quick about my son, and in several years after I gave my life to Jesus, there was hard time during some years after that. You know, we really were, my son and I were really hungry. You know, we just ate bread and margarine and tea for weeks, not having nothing else. I was offered work in the camps to translate for the mission teams from America. And I was so excited because I really loved to be involved to mission work. Well, but I couldn't take it because I had a son, and because those camps were out of the city, I could not leave my son alone. I was just crying and crying and asking God, what should I do? Because I can't leave my son, and I need this job, and because I love this job, and because this is good financial support also. Well, and in several months after that, I had one phone call from Moscow that somebody wanted to send my son to America for summer. It was just incredible miracle. I could not believe. I could imagine anything, but not this, not America. That moment, America was for me like to go to the moon. You know, that was just impossible to get America, because that's very difficult in Russia to get visa to America. Well, when I was said this, I could not believe, but it happened. I said, that moment, I said, you know, how can it be, you know, that I can't pay any dollar for this trip. And that person said, don't worry about this, I just need your permission and everything will be provided. And actually that man was himself, in his childhood, he was one of many children of Anglican priests, and they could not afford education for him, and he was blessed by somebody to study in good schools, and then Stanford University, now he's a professor. Well, and he told me later in his in that time that when time comes, he will bless also one child. And he was already, that moment when he called me, he was like 60 with something. Of course he met any other children, but never got put into his heart unless he met my son. That was just a miracle. I didn't tell anybody anything. I just prayed to God about this hard situation in my life. I needed work and I needed to send my son somewhere, just to God. Well, there was their phone call. And actually, he started going every summer to America. And finally, 2 years ago, he studied the whole year in California in Christian high school for whole year. It's like in Isaiah chapter 55, it says like, come, to me those who have no money. You know, that was exactly about me. You know, it was just blessing from God every day in my life. One time, sorry, I'm telling too much things. Just little testimony. One time was like, I had nothing to eat at home, and I had just 50 rubles. 50 rubles, it's if you transfer into dollars, it's $2. Well, $2. I had $2. That was summer period. Actually, vegetables kind of cheap in summer in Russia. But anyway, $2 is just so little money. Almost nothing. Well, I had this 50 rubles, and I came to the grocery store, and I started looking what I can buy for this little money, and I started looking for some very, very cheap things, like vegetables, something. So, and I bought this, and then I still had money. I bought this, and then I still have money. And in Russia, it's not like in America. Like, you take something and then pay, and then you go to another department, you take something and pay. It's not like you have whole basket and then you pay for everything. Well, we have different departments and for different kind of food. Well, and every day shop assistants and cash, well, where you can pay. Well, and I still bought, and then I saw I had the whole plastic bag of food. I came home and could not understand how is it possible. I had just 50 rubles. And I had the whole, I still, that's miracle from God, you know. I can't explain this, that's only from God, you know, because I had just $2, just 50 rubles, and I was able to buy the whole plastic bag of food. You know, that's how it happened with Elijah and Hannah. What's her name? That lady who had no food to feed Elijah. So, and he said he had oil.
Multiplied the oil. Uh-huh.
What's her name in English? This woman.
The widow.
Yeah,
the widow. Yeah, widow with the son, and so that oil she never. Yeah, it's like multiplied. That mm-hmm. happened. That happened with me also.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Well, so and then, well, I started working with mission teams and then with, there was Josh McDowell Ministry Operation Carelift, and that's how I was invited to America first time 4 years ago. There was election time. That moment I really, like, that was interesting for me, you know. And several times after that, I came to America, and always God provided for me this trip. And this time, I came by my own, and actually, I was asking God, it must be some purpose. I mean, of course, I'm excited. I'm in America, but I just need to see some reason, I mean some purpose, and I'm really thankful to God for this ministry, because when I came to Pensacola, I actually didn't have idea where to go, and I remember when my friend, American friend, said me, oh, I just hate you coming to Pensacola, because nothing is there interesting. Well, so I was set like this. I was like, okay, and interesting thing, they refused me first time when I came to the American consulate. They refused me visa. And then, the third time before going to America, I came to the consulate again to apply for visa, and there was the same consul who refused me first time. And, you know what? Sometimes things happen, you think, that's terrible. And the Bible says for his children he can transform bad things into good things. So, and I broke my ankle. And that was right before, like, a week before going to the consulate for the visa. And I had plaster on my leg.
Cast,
mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and my friends from the church brought me this...
Crutches.
Mm-hmm. So I came to the consulate like this. Can you imagine? Well, people just drove me there to the door. And I stepped with these crutches there, with this cast. Well, and that was... Of course, I that was painful for me. That was terrible. But actually, I didn't worry about visa that moment. I said, okay, if I has this, I don't care if they give me visa or not, because I'm with this cast. So I didn't worry at all in my heart, because you always worry in Russia when you go to apply for visa. It's like very stressful, you know. That moment I didn't worry, and this is good, because sometimes you are just obsessed of something, like want to get something, and you just thinking only about this. You're starting worrying, be anxious, and that moment I didn't worry because of this situation. Well, and I sitting waiting, I prayed. I said, God, that's up to you. If you want me to go to America, well, then provide for me a good counselor. Well, when I came to this window, I saw that counselor who refused me visa. I said, okay, that's very interesting. I don't know how, when we started talking, that there was interview, you know, somehow conversation came into about God. And I told him a couple of passages from the Bible about God's will. Well, and then in the end of interview, he said, what if your God says me not to give you a visa? I said, that's okay. That means God wants to do his will through you. So he said, okay, have your visa. Have a nice trip. Well, and this trip is my also, it's like a miracle, you know, in any ways. And here God also provides for me such interesting things, you know, like, and actually about UBM, I was said by one brother in Christ, actually he's Canadian, and I have never met him himself. He told me, he emailed me, he said, like, you are in Pensacola, there is UBM ministry there, so just call David and come. Well, I have 100 testimonies. I guess that's enough for today. I'm very blessed, and the only thing about these last events, actually, I told already to Michael and Bob and Craig that I have been always thinking about America as about the most Christian country and like in the world. And so they argued with me. They said, no, that's not real Christianity. But anyway, comparing with other countries, you know, this is like, I feel here like more light than anywhere else. That's, you know, even if in many churches they have just only show anyway, like I see churches everywhere, and well, I have had this feeling in my heart, but now kind of pain because of I already shared before about what I saw in the African churches here before the election, and then how they actually started worshiping already to Obama, you know, just that was sermon, and how they put into that verse from Exodus in the Bible, when God spoke to Moses in the bush, they put Barack Obama instead of Moses, and all the sermon was dedicated to him. Well, the Bible says what it's going to be, and I'm really, you know, I'm so happy that we have Jesus and we can We just know that He will show us what to do and where to go. And I pray that other people would be very careful. It's also a gift from God that I love to read the Bible. It's not just because I must. I really love. For me, the most, I love when I don't need to go somewhere very early in the morning and I just can get up and just take a Bible and to read it. I can read it even not notice the time, like for 2 or for 3 hours. And that's really a blessing for me. And always, like, God works through the Word of God in me. And just sometimes I just don't feel I'm worthy of something. I'm just praying, sometimes crying. I just love you, Jesus. And He just blesses me. And thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was a great testimony. God bless you. So many people out there, you know, they taught you in school, you know, that there was no God, but you instinctively knew something was wrong with that, and when problems came along, you prayed to God, right? Well, there's a lot of more people out there like that. They don't really know God, but they know that there is a God. And they have lots of questions, and they want answers, you know. Praise God, He's going to reveal Himself to so many people in these days. And, you know, you may be out there and you want to know, you believe there is a God, but you have questions too. And, you know, like Lena just offered up those simple prayers to God, you know, ask God, just ask God. You know, He's there. He will answer. You know, if you want Him to make Himself known to you, just ask God. You know, if you have a need, just ask God. You know, trust Him, and you will see that He is there, and He will bless you, and He will save you. Ask Him to save you. Ask Him to come into your life and be in you. What you could never be on your own. Ask Him to come into your life. And then, you know, like Lena, read the Bible. Read the Bible, because not just the Bible, read the New Testament. You know, read the covenant that God made with you. And find out who God is and find out who Jesus Christ is and what He's done for you. And that word will change your life. If you have been... If the gospel has been shared with you correctly and you understand what Jesus did for you, God sent His Son to deliver you from your sins, to actually become sin for you on the cross and be a sacrifice. And the Apostle Paul said, it's no longer I that live, it's Christ that lives in me because He gave His life for you. He made an exchange. He made reconciliation, which means an exchange. He gave you His life for your corrupt life. And only God is able to bring that to pass. But if you believe in Him and you invite Him to take over your life, He will do just that. And read the Bible so that you can have a renewed mind, right? The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The problem is that we have bad software. It's been corrupted through our upbringing and through our inheritance from our parents and through the spirits that were passed on to us through our parents. And so we need all that to be changed. We need to have our mind changed. That's what the word repent means. Change your mind, right? Repent. Change your mind. Believe what God says. And this is the solution. This is the solution to all of your problems. Is to change your mind. Believe what God says. And ask Jesus to take over your life. Ask Him to live in you. And read the Word, because Jesus was called the Word made flesh in John. And that Word will go into you. It'll recreate in you the life of Christ. And He will live in you and cause you to walk out from under that curse that you're living under. He will bless you. He will change everything about you and everything around you. It's exciting to follow the Lord. Praise God.